On April 10, 2010, I spoke with Samizu Matsuki about her painting called Still Life.
Hello?
Hello, madame. I'm calling again to ask you about another one of your paintings, and that is one that's called Still Life. To the listener, let me just say that it appears to be a painting with perhaps a painting inside it. But go ahead and describe what still life is.
Well, it's a life which is still. It's a sort of like ordinary jaws, dream, you know, that was New York society, New York, I don't know where it is, but photograph of Pate Gao. It was on the Life magazine. Jimmy, there's a sequel.
And yet, there's this picture of her in the middle with this pink dress, it looks like, low cut, mm-hmm. and she's got a big smile and tossing her head. And yet, there's a trompe l'oeil effect at play here, I think.
Yeah, I am that effect in the painting, more or less trompe l'oeil effect. And then I was just fascinated by an ordinary guy looking at the photograph with some fun or dream or whatever it is, decorate his rather still life. Just a worn-out jacket and a straw hat and a plastic flower on it. It's almost a sadder, irony, you know, sadder of a situation.
And it looks like plastic, like a dry cleaning plastic.
Yeah. This is the same thing like that, like a visual effect.
As well as some shoes.
Yeah, shoes too. I just wanted to surround the photograph with most ordinary and outside, more or less, ordinary stuff, things you will find in a still, rather depressive, I think, life.
And was the selection of the straw hat with the plastic flowers just simply items that you found that cried out to you, go ahead and add this?
Yeah, you know, some kind of irony, if you can feel it. Mm-hmm. And composition, entire composition is real life irony or real life dream and reality type.
Tell me the reaction that people had to this painting.
Not much. Mr. Brown seems to like it very much. He put that painting on the living room. Mr. Brown, the one who collected my painting.
Oh, and he is the one who take them out of circulation?
Yeah, in a way, did. I couldn't circulate.
Let me go back to the beginning on this one. You started off with a blank canvas. Was this a canvas already stretched, or did you actually pick out the canvas and stretch it for this one?
I don't remember. I think it's already canvas already stretched. I only remember hunting out the object to paint.
Now, it seems like, and this may be an artifact of the slide, I don't know, but there's a very blue color to a lot of things in it.
Yeah, it's a sort of bluish. But the photograph itself is gave every all my painting a bluish tone. It is not that blue, but rather things of bluish blue coat and blue background.
When you painted that straw hat, that must have taken a lot of time and attention getting all those little strands.
Oh, yeah. I've painted that painting more or less as a study, you know.
Would you say that it was a study for what?
Rendition. Close to the reality as possible.
You would try to do that then, to go as realistic as possible or as whatever it is and take it to its extreme.
Yeah, almost like temporary, that's how you pronounce it. So that kind of effect, I haven't studied, that's why I put plastic on it, because it seems like a difficult object to paint.
Something that's so translucent and transparent.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's an extraordinary work, and it's certainly one of my favorites.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
That painting has never been displayed.
Amazing.
I don't know. I don't know what happened to the painting collected by Mr. Brown. Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, just all those three paintings collected by Mr. Brown have never been displayed.
And that's Barbara and the Fortune Teller, Still Life, and Opia,
Oh, yeah.
yes. My goodness. Okay. And thank you very much. I've been speaking with Samizu Matsuki, artist who's now living in Rockland, Maine. Thank you.
You're most welcome.